Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm delighted to have another live Jazz Caliente studio session here on a Thursday afternoon. Will you please welcome Jovino Santos Neto Quarteto?
Thank you.
Jovino Santos Neto Quarteto. Ponte Pe.
Oh, thank you. Ponte Pe.
Ponte Pe. Which sounds to me like driving down an open highway on a beautiful summer's day, going somewhere you really, really want to be.
Oh, that's nice. I like road music. That's some tunes are good for the road.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so glad to have you back.
My pleasure. Thank
and,
you.
It's always a treat to have this band in here. And so let me just say, Jovino Santos Neto on the piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Jeff Bush on drums and percussion, Ben Thomas on vibes, and this thing, squeeze box thing. We're going to hear that. Cool. Okay. Most of you teach at Cornish? I know Jovino does. Chuck does.
So does Chuck. Ben also teaches at Cornish and also Highline College.
Right.
And Jeff Bush, he teaches everywhere. He does because each time he plays is a lesson to everybody else.
He's the professor.
He's the professor. Okay. So most of our jazz listeners are familiar with sambas and bossa novas because that's been mixed with jazz for decades. It's beautifully too, but there's so much more. I've learned from you that there's so much more to Brazilian music than that.
It's a continent-sized country with so many different cultures. We inherited lots from West Africa, South Africa, North Africa, East Africa, the Middle East, from the Iberian Peninsula, and also from France and the United States. So it's Brazil is one of the most colonized countries in the world, culturally speaking. So there's pockets of all kinds of different cultures in there. The combination of German with African, for instance, that you don't find anywhere else.
Right.
You find in some places in southern Brazil. And because of that, it's like wherever you dig, something comes up. So you don't have to really research so much. I mean, you do because if you listen to Brazilian television or radio, you're not going to hear most of those things.
Right.
But it's there. So anybody who studies the music finds a very rewarding experience of the treasure trove of rhythms and grooves and traditions, which in many cases are associated with certain times of the year, like, for instance, this weekend is Carnival, right? So Carnival is a huge tradition, but it's not the only one. There's many others throughout the year that people play music, and music is always part of that.
Yeah, always. Do you get back to Brazil often?
Not as much as I'd like to, but it's good to go once in a while. This past, when it was summer here and it was winter there, I went for a couple of weeks to make a new recording, but I also got a chance to visit my hometown of Rio in a deeper way than I had been in the past. I mean, I got to climb some hills and just watch the city from the top and play a lot of music with good musician friends there. So that's the way that I connect. That's how I plug in.
Okay.
It's by putting my feet on the earth and playing some music with the musicians
there.
That
sounds great. Now, is the recording that you're talking about, is that your tribute to Hermeto?
Yes, this is a brand new recording. The name is Guris, which means boys, and it's a piano duo, primarily a piano duo with myself, with André Memari, who's a brilliant young player. And it's funny because he grew up listening to me playing with Hermeto, so even if we hadn't met before, we knew each other, and I have been listening to his recordings. He's a brilliant composer and pianist.
For our listeners who don't know Hermeto, can you tell
Hermeto
us a little bit about him?
Hermeto Pascoal just turned 80 years old last year. He's my musical mentor. I spent 15 years playing with him and his group and producing records and touring all over the world. As a matter of fact, that's how I first ended up in Seattle, was playing with Hermeto back in 1990 at the old Backstage. In Ballard.
I was there. Oh, my gosh.
You were there?
I was there.
You see?
That was, yeah, the one and only
people
time
people tell
I
me
they
remember. We were there.
I've talked to Chuck about this. I've never seen anything like that show in my life.
It was quite a powerful band, and everybody, all of us who have been members of it, and some of them who are still members today, we all inherited this energy and also an outlook on music which does not classify it in any of the commonly accepted pigeonholes where people put music. They need to do that for other reasons. If you have a record store, there's no more record store. But when there were, you couldn't pile the records in the middle of the floor. You had to have some bins where you put the music in. But from our point of view, the people who make the music, we try to keep those bins out of our minds.
It's whatever feels good, whatever works.
It's notes, B flat. It's the same one that Beethoven used. Thelonious Monk used too. So. That's still that note. There you go.
Right.
Same one.
Let's hear another song from the
Okay,
quartet.
Well, this one we're actually going to feature the squeeze box. It's actually a bandoneon. It's an instrument invented in Germany but found its way to the brothels of Buenos Aires. And the rest, as they say, is history. Ben Thomas, it's a super difficult instrument. I admire Ben a lot for just for putting the years. I mean, if you want to play Happy Birthday, how many years does it take?
I'll figure it out.
Yes, that's enough to play Happy Birthday. But this is a composition of mine called Ser Feliz, which means to be happy. It's a samba, but it's a slow samba. We call this a samba canção, which is a soft samba that you can hum along. Let's do this. Thank you.
Ser Feliz. It's the Jovino Santos Neto Quarteto live on Jazz Caliente on 88.5 KNKX, your independent station. Thank you so much. We love doing these live studio sessions and bringing in our local wonderful musicians. And that's something that our listeners like. So we like to do it for them. And plus, it's so much fun to have everybody here. So thank you for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Always a fun time. And it's great to play music in a intimate environment like this, but it gets broadcast to much mm-hmm. wider circles. So that's a perfect situation mm-hmm. where you play music in a small format. We're very close to each other, but it goes to, there's people listening
everywhere
in Brazil
yes.
right now. So that's pretty cool.
It's true. So let's talk a little bit about the different sounds, like with the bandoneon. And you mm-hmm. play flute and
sometimes the melodica. Too.
Yeah.
And it's all about, I think, colors, you know, and being able to use colors. I think if we would be painters, we can go into like a blue phase where I only use one sound. Right. But there's something not only in terms of what visually also represents something different when you pick up a different instrument. We all look different when mm-hmm. our gestures are different. But also, we have those options. So if I'm composing and I'm writing and I know the band can play the bandoneon, it's another color that I can paint with. And at the same time, we have to deal with the logistical things. I have to drop mallets and pick up an instrument. I have to put the flute on a stand and pick up the piano, that kind of thing. Sometimes we try to fly by the skin of our teeth to be able to do it within half a measure. But I think it just gives us a wider palette of colors to play with, and I think people like that.
And when you have the quintet, mm-hmm. you have a drum set, and then you have
and
Jeff on doing all
too.
The percussion. And yeah, yes, he's a master of all of that stuff. So,
mm-hmm. so Jeff plays both the drum set, and the hand percussions, all the different ones, and all of that, so much color to the music. Mm-hmm. So we like that.
Yeah. Okay. It's been said that you're writing a book.
Well, I'm writing. I don't know if actually a book is like people say I'm recording a CD. I don't know what a CD actually is anymore. But I've been just putting some memoirs down for a while. And I'm writing part of it in Portuguese, part of it in English. So eventually I'm going to have to find one way to compile all that together, because I think different languages all the time. Mm-hmm. It just adds to the diversity of things you can think about. Just because different languages have different syntaxes lead you to think differently. Mm-hmm. The jokes are different. And so to be able to put that together. So, I've been writing. But as I was thinking about it, I never tried to think in a sequential chronological order. Mm-hmm. First this happened, and then that happened. Because I think that our memories don't get stored that way in our brains. They don't get stored with page numbers. And so if I write anything, I like to be the kind of book, if you will, but you can open it any page and read it backwards if you want. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you turn upside down, that's going to look interesting too.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that because I know you've got some stories.
Oh, yeah.
As does any musician who's been on the road for a while.
Yeah, that's the thing we find when musicians get together. And it can be 2, 3, 4. If you have something like a festival where you have several bands mm-hmm. In a backstage, in a green room before they go, and the stories start to come and people usually... that's when we learn most of the things about music, actually having other musicians tell us stories mm-hmm. of what happened. I was thinking just about Dizzy Gillespie. I had the fantastic opportunity to tour. I was with Hermeto Pascoal and Dizzy with this band in 1979. And we did this tour in Argentina, which was a total disaster because, great musicians, mm-hmm. but it was one of those things where they booked the hall, never did any promotion. So we actually got stranded in a hotel.
Oh, no.
The promoter didn't have any money to pay the hotel. So here's Dizzy Gillespie band, the Hermeto Pascoal band. We're looking at each other in the hotel saying, what's going to happen? And then the story starts to come out. And mm-hmm. Dizzy tells stories about his youth and traveling in the South, you know, and how the tours used to be back in those days in the bus. So it's these stories are, they carry on, you know. It's like they create wings and they get passed on. Mm-hmm. So we want to add to that treasure trove of
it's part of the tradition.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
It really is. All right, let's have your last tune for today.
Thank you so much. This is a samba, but this one is in 3-4, and it's called Trio de Quatro. So a trio with four people, that pretty much describes
that,
who
yeah,
we are.
Jovita Santos Neto Quarteto on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Trio de Cuatro, Jovino Santos Neto at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Jeff Bush on drums and percussion, Ben Thomas on vibes, and Bandoneon.